morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
I need to take responsibility for my own life, for my rights, for my wrongs, for all the things I do. When I learn to take responsibility for myself, I will stop blaming the government. I'll stop blaming you. I'll stop blaming the atmosphere. I'll stop blaming my upbringing. I'll stop blaming where I was born, which country I was born in. Well, he was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Oh, really? Please show me the tracks that is the right side. I was born on a Monday. So? You're not a car. But you don't understand. We never had the opportunities you got. You got them now. You got them now. Stop blaming everything. Stop looking out the window and look in the mirror. The government's not to blame. The fact that you don't have money is not the government's fault. It is not the government's fault. And pride will blame someone else. Pride will blame the government. Pride will blame my upbringing. Pride will blame my spouse. Pride will blame my education that I didn't get. Pride will blame the fact that they made me sit in the back, not the front. Pride will find a reason. And as long as you're in pride, you've got God resisting you. But God says, as a man thinks in his own heart, that's who he is. That's what he is. I've got to accept responsibility and say, I have full authority to change my whole life. My whole life. If I made mistakes, I can change it today. Do you understand? We all, you're not responsible for me. If I go to hell, who's responsible? I'm responsible. If you go to hell, who's responsible? If I've spoken the word, you are. I speak the word, but once it's done, you have a choice to make. I didn't receive God the first time I heard. That's right. How many of you just said, oh yes, I want to be a born again child of God? No, you're lying. You're full of pride. How many of you said, the first time you said, you need Jesus to be saved? Yeah, right. You need a Christ. We fought against it. That's pride. Pride personified, really. Amen. But I'm telling you what, if you don't get into humility, you can't get saved. Because salvation is depending and relying 100%, 200%, 1,000%, 1,000,000,000% on God. Nothing on you. Nothing. 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 You couldn't save one of your hairs on your head. Nothing. I have to completely be in a humble position to say, Lord, I accept what you did for my life. I receive it. I ask you to cover me with the blood of the Lamb. I believe he lived and died for my life. I accept it. I believe it. I receive it today. How much of that can I give you? Can I do it for you? Can you do it for you? Only you can. So if you go to hell, whose fault is it? Well, people say, well, if God's such a good God, why is he sending people to hell? I didn't know God sent anyone to hell. He hasn't sent one person to hell besides the devil. He's sending him there and his cohorts, right? But every single other person rejected Jesus, sent himself to hell. Is that right? And so we've got to take responsibility. We have to take responsibility. And once we start taking responsibility and showing some gratitude for what we got, the fact that you're hearing this word today, some of you might think, this is a harsh word. Thank you, Jesus, it's hard. I praise you, God. Maybe it'll open some of our eyes. Because pride goes before destruction. I can't have it near me. And it represents the devil. It doesn't represent God. Meekness, gentleness, kindness, love, compassion, forgiveness, grace, mercy represents Jesus Christ. But anger, hatred, know-it-all, big deal kind of attitude, get in my face, I get in your face. Do you know who I am? Attitude represents the devil. So we're going to decide, do I want more of God in me or more of the devil in me? And we're going to say, do I have more of God in me or more of the devil in me? Ooh. Someone likes the word. I'm telling you, this will set you free. Jesus said, the works I do, you'll do as well. I believe once we come into a place like he was, he said, I am the meekest person ever. He says, take my yoke, for I'm meek and mild and humble. That's what we need to do. We can't be proud. We can't lie and cheat and steal and defend ourselves. I'm telling you, and it's hard. It's hard. I've been attacked this week. My Lord, I thought, God, I'm gonna teach on something else. Money. But I'm walking it out now. And I'm telling you, everywhere I go, even in church today, I couldn't get the announcements, couldn't have this right. Ask him. It's just one after the other. And it's opportunity every time to show gratitude for what I do have and to take responsibility for what I don't have. And when I get to that place and I start saying, thank you, Lord, you'll stop singing the song. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. How do you say? To know me is to love me. Yeah, right. To know you is to run from you. Hide. I say, we get proud about our accomplishments. We get proud about the fact that we're a pastor. We can get proud about the fact that we studied. We can get proud about the fact that we know the Bible. We can get proud about the fact that we know scriptures. We can get proud about the fact that we tithe. We can get proud about the fact that we fast. We can get proud about the fact that we come to church. We can even get proud about the fact that we open and close doors for people. Oh, pride will come everywhere, and it'll attack you.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade, with full scholarships available.
We have to recognize it, and we have to say, I don't want any of the devil's stuff in me. I want it out of me. I'm showing gratitude for the people, even if they did it wrong. Grateful that they did it. They didn't do it. Grateful that they're there. Whatever. Show gratitude and take responsibility. I'm going to give you a few more next week. By the time this is finished, I promise you, you'll be walking in more humility than you ever have. And how many of you have you noticed this pride? Any of you since we started teaching on this? Okay, the rest of you are lying. And that's pride. No, but seriously, have you noticed the pride? Have you seen how quick the old man wants to rise up? Have you just let three lights catch you in a row? I mean, just you go, stop, and the third light, you're starting to feel the temperature rise and the Tabasco sauce, right? And then someone cuts you off. Oh, my God. They just cut you off, and they're traveling at 20 miles an hour in a 45, and you're speaking to them, go, and you feel the flesh coming up. You feel the body rising and the fangs coming. Hello? Have you felt it? It doesn't matter who you are. We all face it, and it's out to get us. And God says, no. I prefer it when you are thankful in everything. Be grateful. And so I'm grateful to God that he's giving us a word like this because it's changing our life. It's changing my life. It really is changing my life. And I'm telling you, it's one of the hardest I've had to face. It's just hard. I must have shot, Solomon, I'm almost convinced I shot 108 the other day. I couldn't hit a golf ball. I was so embarrassed. It's the second time. Once I was teaching on pride about 10 years ago, the same thing happened. I couldn't hit it straight. I was hitting it that way. I play a game with some men that I don't know the other day, and these guys are pretty good, but I'm better than them. And I'm supposed to be able to hit a golf ball. I can hit a golf ball. And do you know, am I on my left leg? Am I on my right leg? Do I keep my legs together? My eyes open? Do I swing back? Do I breathe? What do? I couldn't hit a golf ball. I got so bad that eventually I said to the one guy with me, I'm sorry that my game's so bad it's messed yours up, because he started playing bad. I said, I'm sorry, I played so bad that it's probably messed your game up too, because he plays good. I don't have to play with him anymore. I said, Lord, enough of this stuff already. Sheesh. Yeah. I'm telling you, we're going to have to work on this stuff. And when we get it under control, God is not resisting us. God is giving you more grace. God is going to promote you. God is going to lift you up. God is going to take you to places you can't imagine. God is going to use miracle signs and wonders through your own hands. God is going to bless your finances. God is going to bless your health. God is going to bless your family. God is going to bless your marriage. When we get rid of that stuff called pride, God is going to start to bless us. I'm telling you, I believe today in the church, the reason we're not seeing the miracle signs and wonders to the scale we should be seeing is because pride gets into the church. And you see it in ministers. You see it in people. You see, a minister falls and everyone shoots him when he's down. That's pride. Instead of rushing to the aid to help them, what can we do to help you? Pray for you. We badmouth them and shoot them. That's pride.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net. Thank you.